This episode recorded at Rock Money Media in Covina, California.
Hey, what's up? Have you been in a car accident and it's not your fault? Or maybe it is your fault. It really doesn't matter. All that matters is you hit up CCLA Motors. CCLA Motors, the best body shop. iCar Gold certified. I said iCar Gold certified. They work with all insurance companies, so don't be afraid of the insurance. They will work with their insurance. Also, free 24-hour towing, so don't be stuck on the road. They got you. They'll pick you up and take you to their body shop. Free 24-hour towing, located in San Gabriel Valley, LA area, Inland Empire in Orange County, 14340 Arrow Highway, Ballpark, California. Remember, you get in a car accident, hit up CC LA Motors. Want to get your arm and leg tatted, but don't want to pay your arm and leg to get tatted? Hit up Pook's Tattoo. Instagram, Pookie Did That. Located in Colton, California. Black and gray realism. Get a portrait of your loved one and don't pay an arm and a leg for it. Text him 562-581-0437. 562-581-0437. Deposit required. With the tattoo industry getting bigger and bigger, tattoo artists getting busier and busier, you have no time to go shopping for your tattoo needs. Hit up Higher Level Tattoo Supply. And if you got a storefront, they got a mobile van that will go to your location. Sales in Phoenix, Arizona, Denver, Colorado, and El Paso, Texas. And if you're not in a location, no worries. They will ship it out to you. Go to HLTattooSupply.com, HLTattooSupply.com, and they will get out to you that week in a couple of days. They have the best, and I mean best, tattoo cartridges, needles, ink, chairs, you name it, they got it. Hit up Higher Level Tattoo Supply Company. Follow my Instagram, higher_level_tattoo_supply. This episode is brought to you by Apish, premium cannabis brand. Follow them on Instagram at apish_OG. Website www.apish.com. Let's go ape shit.
Ride your bicycle up and down. Follow, follow, follow the jingle bell sound. Pedal, pedal, pedal as fast as you can. You can't catch me.
I'm the ice cream man. What's up, everybody? It's supposed to be fall, but it is hot like summer. So when it's hot, you want some good ice cream. Go to Cold Stone and Claremont and pick your ice cream and design it yourself. They're not only famous for their awesome ice cream, but they have the best and most amazing cakes. Birthday cakes, cakes, any occasion. Eat the cake off a cake. You know what I'm talking about. Go to Cold Stone and Claremont. Go. You don't have to chase the ice cream, man. It's there for you. Let's go.
Man, and my song goes toodle bop 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 toodle.
Come on, guys,
toodle bop 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 toodle, toodle bop 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 toodle bop 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 toodle bop bop bop
Welcome back, everybody. This is actually episode 190. I know we did 190.
190.1.
0.5. It'll be like a 190 and a half.
Maybe.
So I did it, and I felt like the audio was kind of off, and then everybody told me, no, it was good.
Yeah, it was good. I heard it.
I went by one idiot, told me the audio was really bad today.
Let me guess that idiot's name.
Let me get it. If you get it, you're amazing.
The one that gives us the most shit, or gives you the most shit.
Yeah.
Albert.
Yes. 100%. It was fucking Fat Albert, dude.
He's going to hit me or hit you up again. I hate that motherfucker still.
He's not Fat Albert anymore. He lost a lot of weight.
Yeah,
dude.
He looks really good now.
I think he said he lost like 90 pounds within a 9-month period or something.
I'm going to Colorado next 90 month, so
pounds.
I'm going to go see him.
Why, you going to lose weight?
Yeah, sure.
I know you're not allowed in Colorado, so I know that's a big fat lie.
I'm going. I have to tattoo one of the Broncos players.
Oh, good for you, dude. Good. At least they're fucking winning something. Jesus. So, yeah, my cousin Albert lost all this weight. It's very motivating, dude. It's super motivating. So, welcome to episode 190.5, you want to say. You guys know that voice. It's fucking Novel. Like I said, Novel is always welcome to this podcast. I started the podcast with Novel Street Scholars way back when. So, this is as much as his as mine. He's just like a stepdad now. You know, we'd separated. And,
I'm the part on the
he gets
podcast.
The podcast on weekends type of relationship. But I noticed Novel's been, you've been hitting the weights, buddy.
Yeah, you motivate me.
I mean, I know I didn't motivate you.
You and Fit Albert.
Me, Fit Albert? Yeah. That was a good one. Fit Albert. I like that one. So I noticed Novel, I'm getting into golf and
another stupid ass sport you got
the
me
best
into
thing.
Again.
I've been doing so good. And I feel bad because the one time I went to you, I really sucked that day. I was like, fuck, now I wasn't thinking I sucked.
I'm going to be real good now.
I've been crushing it. So I went with Sammy Sam the other day to go golfing. I haven't golfed with Sammy Sam in quite some time. And I was ready to show him like how good I am now. And he would even tell me, go, fuck, fool. Like, because I was fucking rocking it. Like, yeah. The drive, everything, I swear. No drops, nothing out of bounds, straight fucking down the line, 250 plus every drive I did.
Happy Thoughts by Happy Gilmore.
I just know I've been so accurate, but he goes, "Foo." I go, "Bro, I literally go to the range every single day. Every day. I'll go to Orange Theory. From Orange Theory, I go to the range, hit like a half a bucket or something." Jeez. I'm a member at Mountain Meadow, so I get free range balls. So it's right by the house. So I go there, hit a half a bucket. So I go, phew, I go every day to the range. I better be improving, you know, but I wanted to show off how good I was. I smashed him by like 16 fucking strokes. Hashtag no homo. One person, going back to the fitness thing, you know me now I'll improvise podcast, no notes here. I haven't been doing notes in quite some time now.
Yeah,
even my commercial time. I don't do notes.
I know. I was like, what the fuck, you're not even reading nothing. That's,
yeah,
I dope
just
as shit.
And I was going, you're pretty good at this.
Yeah, you're pretty good at
I go,
this
I better
now,
be
huh?
I've been doing it every day. The fuck, like my golf game. So I was I don't know what I was talking about now. Oh, so going back to the one person who did motivate me, I even told my chick, I go, this guy is motivating me right now. And you know, I know a lot of personal trainers. I know a lot of guys that fucking yell at you. Fucking bum, you fat ass. You know, a lot of personal trainers that I follow on Instagram. They're
you
my
wanna
friend.
You want to eat that cake, you piece of shit? Yeah. You want to eat that cake?
Yeah, fuck. Is it cool? No, I didn't know how fucking roids are getting to you. You sound fucking angry. Jesus. And one guy who didn't motivate me, and this guy lost 27 pounds in a month.
Gee, that's a lot.
High tone.
Damn.
High tone is getting shredded. All in a month from a dad body. He would go to Gold's Gym. Like for me, I've been working out for a couple of years now, bro. I don't see nothing. No results. I tried everything, bro.
Except eating right, motherfucker. Don't even start.
No.
You tried everything.
So that's what I mean. So when they say working out is 80% of your diet and 20%, I try to like, no. I'm going to do what I'm going to. It is what it is. I try to do every route, every shortcut, everything. I'll run 2-3 miles a day. But all I'm doing is I'm a out of shape dude with great endurance and cardio.
Now he balanced everything out that way.
So when I run 2-3 miles and do my Orange Theory and burn 800 calories straight in the morning, and I go to the range, burn another 200. So I burn 1,000 calories before I eat one thing.
Yeah, your bag of hot Cheetos and fucking
so
Pepsi.
All that does is balance my ugly diet routine I have. I eat very foolishly, and it is what it is. Mm. I go, I'm eat what I want. YOLO.
You've been saying that forever too.
I have, but
you always say that to me.
By now, you know what? Actually, like, kind of made me think differently. And she met it in like in a cool way. So after Orange Theory, me, Angie V, went to Starbucks. You know, we have an Orange Theory crew.
Yeah.
And we go to and Starbucks lead right there, right next to Cold Stone and Claremont. They're all in the same shopping center. And we go to Starbucks at the every Orange Theory when Angie's there. And Angie goes, "Hey, Rock, like, if you ate better, you'll be shredded, huh?" I go, "Yeah."
Little backhanded compliment.
She goes, "No, because you work out so hard. Like, I see you at Orange Theory because I'm running, fool. I'm fucking sweaty. And then I go to the gym and this and that." She goes, "You'll be shredded, huh?" I'm all, "I think I would. Yeah." I go, "Fuck, should I eat better?" And I always tell myself, well, if I didn't work out the way I work out right now, and I'm not, you know, pointing fingers, but I have relatives in my family, you know, that I would look like them if I didn't do what I did right now. I'll be super out of shape, you know. Our metabolism is a little bit different when we get older.
Yeah.
So I'll look super, like, out of shape. I don't want to say super. That's disrespectful to my family members, some people, you know, but I'll look more like that, I would say. So that just balanced me where I'm at. So when I started Orange Theory, I, you know, I weigh myself. And when I work out like that, it gives me excuse to, like, I can eat whatever I want.
Yeah.
I can eat whatever I want. And that was my excuse to eat whatever I want. I'm going to Orange Theory tomorrow anyway. So I would literally, like, I haven't lost weight at Orange Theory. I mean, I lost like 3 pounds maybe. And I've been there for the last like 2 months, not up or down. I'm at 180 exactly right now. I'm at 180. I want to be at 160.
Well, you can get there.
I haven't been at 160. And when I'm at 160, I'm shredded. Trust me. I haven't been at 160 since in my 20s when I used to do fucking meth. if we're being honest
so
here.
Maybe you don't want to go to 160.
No, so 160, because my dad and my bloodline, we have natural chest and we have natural, like, for you, it'll be hard forever, for you to forever. Fluff a chest up, right?
Yeah.
So for us, like, I don't have to work out, but if I lost weight, I'll look like I'm in shape.
You got those Terry Crews pecs.
Yeah,
huh?
Exactly. I could move them, whatever. I could twerk my tits, yeah, straight up.
And that's why nutrition is so important. And you need to, if you get on that, it's done. The game is over. You're killing every avenue.
So
we're all fucked.
I mean, I don't want to be like, you know, like an ex-drug addict and say, "Oh, I'm 3 days without soda." Yeah. You know, I never want to be like those people. Like I have a lot of friends.
Yeah, but you don't have to be like those people. You should just be proud. You went 3 days without soda.
Day 7,560 of no meth. Okay, let me fucking give you fucking applaud for fucking being normal. Like, why are you still counting, bro? Like, you haven't done meth in 20 years. Get over it. Like I done meth my fucking whole fucking teenage life in early 20s.
Yeah.
But when people look at me, they don't go, "Oh, that's Rocky, ex-drug addict. He's fucking 20 years of no meth." Like, people don't look at me and see that shit. So I would hate we have these, you know, these influencers. And when you look at these certain people, and we're all saying names, like, "Oh, that guy's, he's famous for not doing meth."
No.
That's a terrible image to have, I think. Like, oh, this is this chick. She's 1 year without alcohol. Like, what? Like, that's the image you want. Like I would hate to be famous for my negative shit I done in my life.
Right.
Like, you're famous for doing negative things. Like, I would hate for my son's getting, he's a teenager now. I'll hate for me to get older and, you know, he goes to my page. He goes, and all his friends, you know, they go, they look at my shit too or whatever.
Right.
"Oh, dude, your dad was an ex-drug addict?" Like, how, like, that's how I look at people that do those things. Yeah. Like, I don't glorify I'm not going to glorify for being normal and do the right things.
Yeah.
That's the right thing to do. And a lot of influencers are getting famous off not doing bad things.
I think they just take it too far to the left, you know? They just go, "Oh, okay, this was what my past was and this is what I did."
Move on, my boy.
But it's a selling tool for them.
That's it's a following
get,
thing.
That's how they get people that but are this one's, in a similar situation, similar mindset to follow them and pay
I
for the
I feel
program.
Like they're thirsty and they're desperate for the pat on the back. How many fucking pat on the backs do you need to say, "Good job not doing meth"?
Yeah.
How many could, "Oh, I'm dead fucking..." You know what I mean? Like, bro, come on. Like, what are you doing positive these days? You're celebrating negative things you're not doing, but what are you doing positive?
Right.
So that's my own thing. So I'm not going to start announcing how many days I'm not doing soda. Not the same thing.
But it's been 3 days.
It is 3 days, though, guys.
See, be proud.
Yeah. Imagine me like a year later, "Hey, guys, a year without soda." Like, so stupid. and so dumb. But I congratulate you on starting your fitness. Yeah. I know
it's hard.
And it was crazy is that, so for me and you, and there's a program that I got a lot of people on, and like me and Jimmy are on this, you know, everybody gets the same kind of, same workout routine, right. same counting macros and so on. Like, so me and you, we will be totally different as far as your goal and my goal.
Right. We can't eat the same thing.
Not, you know, you need to eat.
No. But it's usually like the same shit for everybody. No matter what your weight class is, it don't work that way.
No, it doesn't.
Nutrition is so different.
So your diet will be different than my diet, obviously.
One, I don't eat eggs. So how the fuck am I
eating? I love eggs.
Exactly. So when I'm not going to eat eggs. I don't like eggs.
You really don't like eggs?
I don't like eggs.
Like I ate scrambled too, I ate or over easy?
As a child. I can eat it with like chorizo. But
I bet.
I'm not.
I bet. But I like.
Fuck, I walk into that one.
Yeah. Speaking of pork and all those things, I don't want to talk about this so much, but I'm going to address.
We are what?
Well, because, you know, you're a Muslim brother. You know, so you don't eat pork or whatever you are. I mean, you're kind of whatever you are. You believe in God and pretty much.
Yeah.
But for anyways, besides that, I don't just too much, but I'm seeing on social media, and social media is just toxic, bro. It's always toxic.
Especially right now.
I feel like social media makes you pick sides on whatever it is. It could be from Taylor Swift. It could be from the jab.
It could be from a dress. Do you see it blue or gold?
It's my God, dude. It's social media makes us divide from each other.
Well, that's what it's there for.
It's silly and it's so toxic to be on it. But on a real situation, when it comes to Israel, mm-hmm. And Palestine, and the whole Muslim, Islam, Christianity
versus the Jewish people.
And I mean, obviously, I mean, everybody knows that's been going on since biblical times.
Yeah, since before these books were written.
Yeah, it's always been a thing. We had this conversation, Novo, before, and it's funny because me and Novo had these, I wouldn't say a debatable conversation, but a disagreeable conversation, and that's a reason why we started podcasts.
Yeah, this was a long time. This is before we started the
Street Scholars. Me and Novo always had these interesting conversations, and We didn't agree on a lot of things, but we're still really good friends.
Yeah.
And that's the whole point. When we start a podcast, and it's funny, when you first start a podcast.
Especially with religion, because that will divide anybody.
And when you first started the podcast, the first season, we agreed on everything.
Yeah, it's so stupid.
I don't even think we debated on anything.
Nothing.
And so, but anyways, so right away, I get aggressive and defensive and so on when it comes to Christianity.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, I had that victory outreach mentality where I'm a gangbang for Jesus.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So, well, if we talk about Jesus, Jesus stressa, you know? Awesome. So, like, right away, I'm all like, So, when I'm seeing these things, I'm all like, Vario Israel, what's up? You know, like, straight up, like bomb these fools. Bomb Palestine, you know? Bomb these fools. Like, that's what they want. This is what they're going to get.
This is back then, people, right now.
No, this is like a week ago, okay. My thoughts. No, this is like a week ago, my thoughts.
Like I said, back then.
Yeah, so no, because right away, the old Rocky personality comes in, because that's what I know, and that's how I react to like a lot of things, right? And right away, I'm thinking like that. Like straight like a dummy.
Yeah.
Like right away, like, nah, fuck that. Like, oh, well, they want to decapitate 50 kids' heads. Well, we'll kill 1,000 kids.
Yeah.
And it's silly, bro. And
when you step back and look at that, well, what you
and,
just
and then
thought.
I'm defending Israel so much that I'm losing like common sense of having like having just like a heart pretty much.
Yeah.
Like just bro, like you're not even sensitive to this occasion, you know? So I started thinking back, oh, you know, I mean, war is ugly, bro.
It is very ugly.
War is the ugliest thing, and it's sad that
you focus on humans so much that you lose sight of God, and you know you're not supposed to lose sight of God.
And it's sad that, you know, women and children are involved in this stuff. Like, it's really sad.
Yeah.
And then when you look at, for me and a lot of, I wouldn't call me a theologian, like, but I know I would study the Bible somewhat. You know, and a lot of people I talked to that studied the Bible very well and have degrees in it and so on, they would say that Palestinians is a new word for Philistines. Mm-hmm. And those that don't know what the Philistines are, then you probably never read the Bible, at least not the Old Testament. Yeah. So Philistines is what, you know, we will call Palestinians these days, or some people would call it that. And Philistines we were always at war. Well, Christianity, I would say, was always at war with the Philistines in the Bible. This is biblical. Example, David Goliath. David the Christian, Goliath the what? The Philistine.
Yeah.
Yep, exactly. And we're always at war with them. Like the whole, you know me, my favorite books are Kings, Kings 1, Kings 2, Samuel, Saul, and all that. You know, they're my favorite books. I like reading those books in the Bible. And it's a religion thing, you know, and it's also these days, it's a business thing, you know, it's a territory thing. But when we look at the Quran, and I'm gonna read both sides, and you guys, because this is deeper than what you guys are seeing on the news. This is something that these are extremist religion people.
Yeah.
Like they were literally like suicide bomb, or they're gonna die for their God, just like a lot of people did in the Bible, right? So they're just extremist believers.
Yeah.
So in Quran, Surah 315:1, this is what it said in the Quran. We shall cast terror into the hearts of those who disbelieve on all non-Muslims. Surah 2:191, and kill them, non-Muslims, where we find them, kill them, such in the recompense of disbelievers. So they're saying if you're not a Muslim believer,
yeah, you kill them.
Then kill them, right?
Okay. Islam.
And you got to think, wow, that's evil. Why would they say that in their Bible, right? We're saying, man, who would read a Quran like that? But that's where the Palestinians are coming from. Our book says it.
Yeah.
Our book's saying this. Okay, let's go to the Bible now. Let's go to the Bible. Let's go to Samuel 15:3.
I love that you did your homework. This is awesome.
Let's go to 1 Samuel 15:3. Mm-hmm. And this is God talking. This is God talking to Saul. Saul's the king at this time.
My favorite.
Wants to go kill some Philistines, right? He says, God talking to Saul. Now go and strike Amalek and devote to destruction all that they have. Do not spare them, but kill both man and woman, child and infant, ox and sheep, camel and donkey.
Sheesh.
That's God talking. That's even more extreme than we've read in the Quran.
Yeah.
I mean, they said go kill, but this guy.
Go kill non-believers.
God said go kill some sheep, camel, and donkey.
That's not like, nothing to laugh about.
Like, I don't care anything, anything that's breathing over there, demolish them, kill them. And you guys know Saul, those that read the Bible, Saul didn't do that. He killed some people, but he didn't do the whole thing. And that's one of the time, and this is God talking. This is, God says, God has two regrets in the Bible. Regrets mean you kind of made a mistake or you regret doing it, right? Let's be honest. This is one of the regrets that God had in the Bible. And he talks to Saul after he's seen that Saul didn't do it. Mm-hmm. He tells Saul, I regret making you king.
Yeah, that's,
straight up, fool.
That's powerful.
Like, you didn't go kill everybody? Well, I regret making you king. Like, that's what it comes down. So we're looking, and those are both sides of the fight. I'm saying, yes, I did do my homework on this kind of things, and that's the fight that they're doing right now. So they're extremists, and they're going with what both of their books says, right?
Yeah.
So it's just unfortunate that we are seeing women and children dying, but in both books, it's kind of saying that's okay.
Yeah, that's once again, that's a messed up part.
It's
messed up, but this is
also, because I always say the Old Testament and the New Testament are different books. They're in the same Bible, but they're totally different books. Because in the Old Testament, and yes, guys, the kings and what I was reading to you right now, that's Samuel, kings and all that. That's the Old Testament.
Yeah.
God's mercy is so different in the New Testament. He's a first, because after New Testament, Jesus came.
He destroyed the entire world.
Jesus came, and he died for us. Because not that God didn't understand it, but he had to come down here, Jesus, and Nico, let me see how it is to walk with you guys. Like, I'm not understanding. I can't keep flooding it and this and that, right? So he sends Jesus down, and then Jesus died for his sins, obviously. And that's it, bro. Like, so the Old New Testament, he's more merciful. He's more understanding. He died for our sins, for our dumb things. So he died for the things, this war that's going on right now. He already died for that.
No.
He already died. And yes, Islam, they believe in Jesus. And the thing, they believe that Jesus was born from a virgin. They believe that he was born from a virgin. They believe he's the Messiah. They believe in all the miracles he did. They don't believe that he got crucified and died on a cross. They think he descended up in heaven, like glorious. Like, and I think a couple people did in a Bible that kind of descended. They didn't really die. They just went to heaven. Like when Jesus died, when he came back to life, he kind of, you know, yeah, went to heaven. And that's, so they don't believe in the crucifixion. And I almost like, I mean, I'm not a theologian. I didn't study the Quran all crazy, but as far as I'm concerned, like, that's what the war's about. Like, no, you know what I mean? Like, yeah. But it's extremists over there are doing some things. And a lot of it's over territory, obviously. It's over territory, bro. But it's,
It goes deeper than our comprehension, I believe.
Yeah. But we'll be right back, everybody.
Let me give you some dating advice. Are you looking for a special place for a special person for a special date? Well, I'll take them to Garden Bar and Grill, located in La Habra and Pico Rivera. Good food, good service. Be there.
Starting new business? Don't know where to start from? Hit up Snap Express. Snap Express has all your promotion needs, from stickers to t-shirts, hats, keychains. You want it, they got it. Remember, at Snap Express, your business is their business. Welcome back. Episode 190.5. So, guys, once again, I don't have a degree in what I'm talking about. I can only go off of what I read,
yeah,
and what I say. So, if I can be correct in anything I said, then I'm open for it. But that's what I've read in both books, and I'm just reading out loud to you guys.
The understanding you've come to.
Yeah, and that's what I got until God puts something different in my heart. Then I'll speak differently. And you, hope you guys know that anytime I talk biblical or anything like that, I do pray to God to make sure I say the right thing or the correct thing. When I speak of God, let me speak correctly.
Yeah.
Like, let this be God's platform. So I could be, if it's wrong what I'm saying, then I'm pretty sure God will put it in my heart and I'll come next episode. I'm pretty good about correcting myself.
Yeah, you are.
You know,
you've matured a lot within that aspect of.
But we all pray for peace. I hope both sides are praying for peace, man.
I don't think that can happen. I just picture two gang members going at it, right? And one of them, like, let's say, not, he doesn't even kill the opposing gang members, whatever. They just hurt him, put him in the hospital. He's on life support, whatever. What's the first thing that gang wants to do? They want to retaliate, right?
Right away.
Okay, so then that gang comes and kills somebody, and then it just keeps going on. But we're not talking about one person. We're not talking about no street gangs. We're talking about two countries, mm-hmm, right next to each other, just going at it, annihilating human beings, their people, for years. And we're not talking a couple years. We're not talking about a decade. We're talking about centuries.
Yeah,
it's the peace is going to be hard to come by.
It's you know, I know a lot of different neighborhoods, and there's some cities and sides that don't get along. And, you know, there's one side of this city and there's this side of this city. And this ain't biblical. This is gang stuff, you know. And like, their gangs start like in 1950, 1960. Yeah. Some of these gangs are old gangs.
And the kids born in the 1990s are still going.
And the guys are killing people from the other side, not knowing why they're killing that person, or you're risking your life going to prison for the cause.
Yeah.
So
what cause at this point?
Like, why did that? So I know a local city over here in San Gabriel Valley, and there's an old myth tale kind of about it, that there's different sides now, and it all started with the girl. Like, some girls always seem like the problem, you know? And this is like decades ago. And they're still beefing it to this day. Like, there's different sides and they're beefing it, killing. I can only imagine how many people died after all these years, or how many people died in prison for after all these things. Two men's beef. And then like for my neighborhood, we're a new hood, you know? I mean, we're an old gang, but our clique is it's a new, like, we started like in 94, I would say. And there's like homies in our hood, like our I'm not going to say any names or enemy's name, but our enemy is a, you know, a rival gang. I know, cuz I was there. I know why we don't get along.
Yeah.
I know. So for me and my brother, or anybody that's my age, we have beef with this local neighborhood for personal reasons. And it was really personal, bro. It got really personal. And I see, and the thing is, like, we're beefing it. It didn't get real. It didn't get real until the first person died.
Yeah.
Once one of them died, then we knew right there, there's no going back. There's going to be no peace. And the thing of my rival gangs, they were my friends. Like, we grew up together, went to Southridge Middle School.
Yeah.
We played Little League together. We were friends, bro. Like, spending at each other's house as little kids, playing fucking Street Fighter on Nintendo. And there's always kind of maybe a little hope that we'll squash this beef, you know. But I got real personal, and when a first person died, there's no going back. Yeah. There's no going back. And once that happened, like, there's new people, generations that are into in my neighborhood, probably in their neighborhood, and they're still going at it, but they don't even know why we don't get along. Like, I know why we don't get along.
Yeah.
But these guys that are like 20 years younger than me, like, they don't know why why are you gonna go kill that dude? But, you know, that now it's personal for them, because maybe that guy killed their homie and they killed their homie. But why in the first place did you guys even kill each other in the first place? You don't even know where it goes back from.
Yeah.
And with these people, it's a little bit different with the biblical thing, though, you know, because they both have their books.
Yeah.
They thought, well, this is what it says. You read it. This is what it says. So it sucks, bro. War sucks. Street war sucks. Yeah, anything that has to do with killing, it sucks. And before, bro, like, before, I would just, Israel, like, you want to mess Israel, then then you're going to die too. Cause that's what my Bible says. And man, I don't see it that way no more. Like, I'm a Christian man and I love my God. I just think the New Testament, like, Jesus really died for that, my boy. Like, literally turn the page. Literally, bro, turn the page. Yeah. Cause that's the Old Testament you're going on. Like, turn the page, my boy. You know what I mean? So that's where I'm at with that, bro.
People don't have no understanding when it comes to that. And that's the thing, that people just know, no, I know this, I know that, but you have no understanding. And when people finally come to that understanding of why this and this happened, then there can be peace. Mm-hmm. But until that, like, I had a lot of malice in my heart after my brother died. And my brother died by a Muslim extremist. Wow. Right? He died by
your brother,
the Taliban.
A sniper though too, huh?
Yeah, he was a Marine. So after my brother died, like, obviously the world paints these guys to be the bad guys and us to be the bad guys. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, it's like, you have to come to an understanding. And it's not it's not a freaking religion that killed my brother. It was a man, you know? War is ugly, but humans are evil.
But even that man, I mean, with all due respect, like, I don't want to be disrespectful as your matter, but that guy that killed your brother, like, he could still, I don't want to say he could be a good dude, but he could have, like, he just doing what he thought was right.
Hey, most definitely.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
but see, that's where I come to an understanding with myself.
But it took you a while.
No, it took me like a month to understand.
Oh, that's quick.
Right? But, and it wasn't understand. It was a hate for that person. But another thing is that they killed the guy that killed my brother.
Okay.
But even when that happened, my heart didn't, like, I didn't feel anything. Like, my brother was still gone.
You didn't
gone,
feel
right?
better.
No,
oh,
I didn't feel better.
Oh, or even.
Because I had no understanding. Yeah. But the one thing I do understand is war, and I understand warriors, you know? And that's the difference between what's going on there and what's going on in Palestine and Israel. Mm-hmm. It's not men fighting men. You know what I mean? It's not an army fighting
an
army.
It's a purpose by another purpose.
It's
a belief, another belief.
Exactly. It's way bigger than that. Mm-hmm. You know? So, but when men fight men,
they're the pawns.
When men fight men, like when warriors fight warriors, true warriors fight warriors, you know what you're getting yourself into. You know, if you kill me, you're the better warrior. If I kill you, I'm the better warrior.
Killed or be killed.
Works. Exactly. So
yeah, you know what's crazy, and it's interesting that you say that about that dude, and how I say maybe he was a good dude, but like, so my enemies I grew up with, like I said, we just play Little League with them and the whole thing, right? We just grew up with these dudes.
Yeah.
You know, in Southridge is a little community. Everybody knows everybody in Southridge, Fontana. So I know some of those, I guess, because I'm from this neighborhood, they're my enemies now, right? Yeah. Because that's what the street code says. That's what it says, right? But I know some of them, like, man, that's a good dude right there. Like, and, you know, people might say, oh, no, he was a cool dude.
Yeah.
Like, this fool, like, was one of my good friends. Like, even when my brother, like, one of my brother got jumped over here, and those guys, they're the first one to jump in a car and drive all the way down over here to go handle that business.
Yeah.
But then we got in two different gangs, and now, like, they're not my friend anymore. They're not my homie anymore. But deep down, I go, like, because you say, oh, this gang suck. They're fucking whack. They're fucking the B word, or they're this and that. They're weenie. I go, he's pretty, like, low-key, like, pretty cool dude.
Yeah.
Like, he was a pretty cool dude, you know? So I'm saying, like, just because they believe in different religion, that don't mean they can't be a cool dude. Yeah. You know, it's not everybody in that religion is bomb. Okay, for example, not everybody over there is trying to kill Christians.
Right. But not everybody just that, like, lives in Palestine is a Muslim. They're Christian Palestinians.
And just like our Bible says, our Bible might say that in the Old Testament, you know, God told Saul to go do that. But that don't mean, like, I'm not looking for Muslims trying to kill them.
Yeah.
Don't judge me, because let's not be so quick to judge everybody. You know, and if obviously if I'm gonna pick a side, which I don't think I'm gonna be on Israel's side, just because that's my religion. But I hope this just ends already. I hope it ends. I don't want, you know, and especially
stop the war, stop the killing,
and just bro. And then Tupac said that. You just quote Tupac?
Nah, I quote a novel.
What do you mean about Jada? Let's switch it to novel. Because novel is probably the biggest Tupac. But novel studies Tupac. Like, if Tupac were religion, like, novel would be a pastor.
Yeah.
Like, so novel knows Tupac very well. He knows Jada. I don't know the whole story, bro, but I keep seeing on Instagram. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Yeah, it's the war in fucking Jada right
Let
now.
Me
like,
hear
what
it.
The fuck?
Let me hear that. You don't know?
I don't know. I know they were close. That's it. I know they were close. I know
I just
he had a
think,
special love for her. But.
Like I don't know what the whole thing is. I think she said some inappropriate things in her book, but I think it's a sales pitch.
I think that woman does too damn much.
I only feel bad for Will. I feel bad for Chris Rock. I feel bad for a lot of anybody in that circle. I feel bad for Will Smith's son. He wore the dress. Like, that's the toxic family. That Red Table's toxic.
Jesus.
Yes, amen. switch it up again, novel. Dude, so I know you've always been a traveling artist.
Yeah.
You've always been everywhere. That's why it's hard for you to be here all the time.
Free bird.
Yeah, you're a free bird. And I have a lot of friends, obviously, that are big time tattoo artists, right?
Yeah.
And some of them, if I'm going to be honest here, some of them are not very humble people. Because in the tattoo industry, and me had these conversations off the air, like, since I met you.
Yeah.
And you're always against that. Like, because some tattoo artists think they're rock stars.
Most.
Because you're getting a good percentage, at least the people I know. And they're probably not listening anyways, because they don't support the podcast or promote it anyway, so I can give a fuck. You know?
Yeah.
Except Pookie does tats. And he's probably, he's like you, he's humble, bro. His prices are like, Jesus, bro. Like, I feel like you're paying me to get tatted. Like,
look at my damn bodysuit by him.
This guy's like $300 a portrait, $500 all day. Pookie does tats. Anyways, so he's tattooed, like some people I know, tattoo artists, charging $3,000 a tattoo. $2,000. The minimum is like $1,500.
Yeah.
I'm like, fuck, bro. So, they make this, and they're booked every day, Monday through Friday. So these guys are taking home like 10 racks a week type of deal. Some more.
Big money.
Some more. And so with that being said, they're young tattoo artists, you know, and they get the girls they want because girls like tattoo artists. And
girls like money.
And girls like money and they like tattoos, especially free tattoos.
Right.
So they're somewhat living a rock star lifestyle.
Oh, yeah, most definitely.
But what comes with that rock star lifestyle, a lot of, they're not humble. So a lot of tattoo artists that I know, I can only, when I speak on podcasts, I can only speak what I know. Maybe right. You know different tattoo artists. I don't fucking know. They think it's a privilege for them to tattoo you. Like, your honor. I'm going to tattoo you. You're welcome. Motherfucker, give me two. You know, you're welcome.
Yeah.
And a lot of them, they'll ignore DMs, text messages. I'm booked. I don't need to hit this motherfucker back.
Man, I'm not doing that piece.
Yeah. That seems too difficult. I don't want to do that piece anymore. That's too difficult. I want to do a rose.
Yeah.
You know? It changed. Recently, it has changed. Like I said, I know a lot of artists.
Yeah.
Some are barely doing one tattoo a week now.
Sheesh.
One tattoo a week. I'm talking about big tattoo artists, bro.
Big name tattoo.
And not only do one a week, they're dropping their price. I wish the gas price were dropping like tattoo artist prices. Cause tattoo artist prices are dropping, bro.
Yeah.
They're being humble. Now I know I know a few artists that are calling their clients, hey bro, I have openings, you want to get tattooed? I can do it for this price now.
Yeah.
And the person like, all of a fucking sudden, motherfucker. Yeah. Like all of a fucking sudden.
Now you want to get me.
Yeah, in. Now like we're BFFs. You're going to text me now. Like you know what I mean? So the tables have turned a little bit. But that's not only for tattoo artists.
It's for every industry like
every that. Beautician, I would say, like nails, hair.
Barbers.
Fuck barbers. Except my brother-in-law, Danny. But these barbers, and I've been in a barber, so I can speak on that.
Yep.
Barbers think they're rock stars too. Like 50, 60 bucks for a fucking, have you lost your mind?
Yeah.
It's a fucking fade.
Dude, it went up to like 150 for a lot of barbers.
Some
too.
Of these barbers, and they're not humble at all. These barbers act like, and I work, and I manage a shop, bro. And I was a bad guy, kind of manage a shop. And I would say, bro, like, go cut that person's hair.
Yeah.
Oh, I like, I'm busy. I have an appointment coming in fucking 40 minutes. You could do that in 20 minutes.
Yeah.
But they're such diva-ish, like, I've been to a shop that wasn't busy and people were fight over walk-ins. No, I had the next walk-in, bro.
Yeah.
Desperate for doing a haircut. Desperate. But you're at a successful shop, you know, a barber shop. Like, you don't want to do walk-in. I only do, you know, even their fucking bio, appointment only. Shut up, fool. Like, you're a fucking barber. Like, calm down. And yeah. I can say because I was a fucking barber.
Yeah.
Like, be humble, my boy. You know, like, they're just divas. Like, barbers are divas. Tattooers are divas.
Yeah.
Not all of them. I'm not going to say all of them, but
about like a good 80%.
Percent. 80%.
A good percentage.
There's some really good barbers out there that are humble. I will say that.
Oh, yeah.
And then there's some good tattoo artists. But are you seeing like the...
Most definitely. But it don't have nothing to do with me for damn sure, because I put my clients above.
But all. You take your clients to lunch.
Yeah.
Like, for you...
I build a relationship.
And I've seen that. You will build a relationship. You talk to them through the whole... Like, when I was a barber, bro, I even seen tattoo artists do that. I think it's so rude. They have headphones on.
Yeah.
Beats by Dre, listening to their music, not talking to their client. Like, bro.
I did that one time in my career when I was an apprentice. And
you got checked?
Oh, big time.
Good.
He came in and tapped me on my shoulder. Very politely. This is when you get checked.
Yeah.
You know, not, hey, motherfucker, take those fucking earphones off your ears.
Yeah.
No, he tapped me on my shoulder and then said, like, come on. He just waved his hand because his room was in the back. I went back there.
Did it correct
and me. He goes, hey, this person's paying you a lot of money for your time and your art. The least you can do is show them the respect and give them the respect that they've earned by giving you their time to put your art on them. Like that, bro. No screaming, no cussing.
Good boss.
Fuck, bro. Tail between my legs. I walk out there with my head held high. Like, damn, that's how it's.
And he's correct.
That's a leader. That's not a boss.
Yes. And he did it correctly. He pulled you aside.
Never again.
The correct way. But yeah, like, I see these people with headphones. Go, dude, like, you can't talk to you. And you know, in a barber industry, any kind of beautician, like, we're so-called like fake psychiatrists or therapists. We listen to people's problems. People like to vent. I'm pretty sure people vent to you getting tatted. right? Yeah. They vent to you. It just, they're paying for a whole experience. But like with you, like I see you take your clients to lunch and
I give them an experience.
Yeah, you give them the whole thing, man. They pay for the day, then get you, not your art for the day. They're getting you for the day.
Yeah.
You know, and that's a good way to look at it. Like if you're a barber, if it's 45 minutes, then you're not cutting their 45 minutes. They get you for 45 minutes, bro. They're paying for your time, for your conversations, for everything, you know, just do the right thing, man.
Most people want to see how somebody lives, right? That's why you follow them on social media, mm-hmm. see how they live, see what they do. Shit. My closest clients probably hate getting tattooed by me because I'm like, hey bro, we got to take a break. We got to go pick up my kids from school real quick.
Yeah.
You know, it's different things, but you get to experience what it's like to be in my life, you know?
I'm a talker, so I built a really good relationship with all my clients when I was barbering. Like, you know,
build good relationships with my clients when you're there and I'm tattooing somebody.
Yeah. So I talk a lot, and then I get to know who they are. Their kids play soccer, you know, everybody likes talking about their kids. And next time they come, hey, your kid win that game? You know, that's why you build a relationship, and that's just good marketing. It really is, guys.
I mean, yeah, fuck the marketing. It's just genuine.
It's good marketing, too.
It is.
It is what it is.
No, that's the black and white part, but it is. It's genuine. You know what I mean? Like, yeah, we talked about my kids last time, and you asked that this time. Like, you didn't have to do that, but you did.
Yes, 100%. You know, so. Or let's go to lunch. Am I on lunch break? You want to go with me? You know what I mean? But at the very end, I did start charging a lot. But I was getting like flooded with I was very grateful, but because the podcast blew up kind of with the Street Scholars and Rocky Nash. So people would come in for haircuts, just talk about the podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm like, fuck, dude, we want to talk about the podcast. And sometimes I don't want to talk about the podcast, you know? But I'm cutting the hair, so I have to kind of talk about the podcast. It is what it is, bro. Like, fuck. So, you want to talk about
marketing?
You're going to pay $60 for this haircut, my boy. Like, I don't care. Fucking $60. It is, dude. But that's
because they want to share that experience with you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I do charge a lot, but I do spend a lot of money literally on my clients, especially when I'm out of town. You know, I'll buy the biggest room in the hotel, or I'll get a nice Airbnb. And then if your dinner time appointment, the second appointment of the day, I take you to a nice fucking restaurant. You get a steak dinner. Like, your dinner's coming out.
Damn, you only told me like, a Waba girl. That's crazy. But that don't even pay you, so. That's funny. Man, it's always good having you on. But like I said, the door's always open for you. Just, you're a traveling artist, so you could hardly ever be here. I don't like doing the phone thing. That's why Bubba's not on here. Me and Bubba don't even follow you on Instagram anymore.
Dude, I remember when I was traveling like every week in 2020, we were on the phone all the time. I tell my client, hey, bro, you want to hear this with the podcast?
Yeah.
Like, hell yeah.
I just like the people come in. But the last few episodes been really fire on this podcast. #, I'm not being humble at all. With the guy from Training Day.
No need to be.
And with Dahlia, like all those like are really
making me cry and shit.
It made me want to go to back, like not all the way, but sometimes get like once a month a real people, real story type of thing.
You should.
Like, I mean High Tone's coming back. We talked about, I just want to talk more about his working out experience, what he's doing.
Yeah.
My only thing for him, and I talked to him about it, like, cause when you do so much weight so quickly, your face gets old. Like, you get these wrinkles in your face, a lot of it. And so I go, hey bro, you lost weight. Hoping that's not happening to you. You're a good looking dude.
No.
#, no homo. Shout out to my gay listeners out there. But I just told him, like, hope that's not, like, you know, I think there has to be some kind of balance. Like, I would love to lose weight, my body good, but like my face is my moneymaker, dog. So I can't do that. Imagine.
Yeah, can you imagine?
No, I can't.
Those in your Terry Crews.
I can't. So I'm gonna have him come on, talk about his experience of working out and what he's doing. Besides, we're not gonna do the music thing or anything, but just a good conversation. I have the homie coming on. I think you know the homie Bubba, Bubba's Journey.
Oh yeah.
So he's been wanting to come on, and this guy, without saying the whole story, this guy did not believe in religion or God or Jesus, and then he almost died. He was one of the first person to get the COVID. And he was in the hospital, and he would just, like, he thought that was it. He's a big dude, had COVID.
I've known Bubba since he was a child.
Had COVID, and I ran to him at a bar, and he told me his story. He's like, bro, like, I didn't even believe in that. Then I heard you, Mr. Untouchable, talking about religion on the podcast. But his story, I don't want to say his story, but his story at the hospital that he went through, his testimony is pretty, like, wow, dude. Like, you can't even make that up. It's really, it's intense. So I do like doing stories like that. They're pretty cool, like once in a while.
Yeah, real people, real stories.
I just can't do it all the time, because a lot of, you know, me, the Street Scholars, like on season 2,
yeah,
we stopped it shortly because it got so depressing.
Yeah.
where like all that energy, like, fuck, dog.
It drained us.
It really does. And I don't know how. I was talking Prophet Rob. I was on his podcast up north last week. I don't know how he could do that. Our pastors did, because all Prophet Rob mostly hears is sad. Like 95% are sad stories, like, I have cancer, or I'm depressed, or I'm this and that. And he's getting all these DMs and emails. And I go, how do you do that all the time? Like, I just, all your, any text messages you get is depressing.
Yeah.
It's sad to read all those, and you got to reply back, and then you're praying for them. It's like,
it takes a special type of person to be able to go through that.
To be a pastor or
A nurse or doctor that's in a child cancer center.
My God.
Can you imagine?
I can't do that, man.
That's hands-on, seeing that every day. Yes. So,
yeah, shout out to the nurses out there. Nurses, they say, are the number one cheaters for females.
What the heck? Okay. What? Where the fuck did that come from?
That's a fact. Fuck it. That's a fact. Nurses are the biggest cheaters.
So guys out there, if you're dating a nurse right now,
good luck with that. But we are out, guys. It is 190.5. Like, Novel is back. I don't know when he's come back again. Like I said,
I'll be here next week.
He'll be here next week, and that'll be cool. Maybe help me do that, Bubba.
Yeah, I'll be here. When's Bubba doing?
I gotta get a schedule with him, but we'll probably get a guest in or something, guys. But everybody, thanks for coming on. See you guys next week. With that being said, we are out.